All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries. We will, next meeting is the Finance Committee meeting. Mr. Tendrick, you may proceed.
All right, committee item one proposes approval of the salary and appointment for Dean of the School of Education. Chancellor Dunn, would you present, please?
We'd be happy to, thank you very much. The particular item before you is to seek approval for the salary and appointment of Dr. M. Cecil Smith as the Dean of the School of Education. Dr. Smith is a professor and graduate program coordinator at the College of Education and Human Services at West Virginia University. He also served 5 years as the college's Associate Dean for Research and Graduate Education. He's returning to the state of Illinois after having served earlier at Northern Illinois University. Dr. Smith holds his PhD from the University of Wisconsin, Madison, with a master's degree from the University of Kansas, and his original degree at Wichita State University. This was a national search. Very pleased with the candidates, and kudos to Mira Kalaraju and her committee for identifying good finalists. So, pending your approval, Dr. Smith will join the SIU community in July, and I respectfully submit his name for consideration.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion for the committee to approve this item?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, and the motion carries. Committee item two proposes the approval of the salary and appointment for the interim dean, College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at SIUC. Chancellor Dunn.
Thank you very much. Again, the university seeks your approval for the salary and appointment of Mr. Howard Motel as the interim dean of the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts. This appointment will be effective on July 1. Mr. Motel was one of 4 tenured faculty in the college to interview for the interim dean position. This included an open presentation to the college community and meetings with the provost and me. Mr. Motel is currently an associate professor in the Department of Radio, Television, and Digital Media. Began his career at SIU in 2007 as an assistant professor. He has extensive experience in working in both the private sector and film and television industry. He holds a Master of Fine Arts and a degree in film and video production from Northwestern University, a bachelor's degree from Penn State University. And so I respectfully submit this item and his appointment for your consideration.
All right, thank you. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion for the committee to approve this item?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah, they're checking.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And committee item two has been approved. Committee item three proposes approval of salary and appointment Dean, College of Arts and Science at SIUE. Chancellor Pembroke.
Thank you, Chair Tedrick. This matter presents for approval the salary and appointment of the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the Edwardsville campus. This request follows a national search in which 8 candidates were recommended by the search committee for Zoom interviews. 4 of the 8 candidates participated in campus-wide interviews before the COVID shutdown in March. The Edwardsville campus is fortunate to have found a highly qualified and respected external candidate, Dr. Kevin Leonard, who has successfully served as a professor of history and chair of large history departments at Middle Tennessee State University as well as Western Washington University. Dr. Leonard is a collaborative leader with experience in mentoring, strategic planning, assessment, budget management. He's a scholar in 20th century U.S. history, U.S. Western history, African American history, and LGBTQ history. He holds degrees from the University of California, Davis, and Pomona College. We recommend the appointment of Dr. Leonard as Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences beginning July 1.
Thank you, Chancellor. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion to approve this item?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? And committee item 3 has been approved. Committee item four proposes an appointment of the Chancellor SIUC. President Mahoney, would you speak to this?
Yeah, it's my great pleasure to present Dr. Austin Lane as my recommendation for the next Chancellor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Dr. Lane has a long history in higher education, 25 years of experience at a wide variety of institutions, including Texas Southern University, University of Texas at Arlington, Lone Star State College, and as well as at Tyler Junior College. So he's been both at the junior college level, but also at research universities. He's had a lot of success, and one of the things we were looking for is someone who could do well with budget management, with enrollment, with strategic planning, with fundraising, and he's had success in all of those key areas. He's been vetted several times at different levels by the search committee, by the search firm, by the campus community, and overall very positive feedback, and was well received by people here at SIU Carbondale. So I recommend Dr. Lane for the position of Chancellor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there any discussion? Do I hear a motion to approve?
Approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And committee item four has been approved. Is it appropriate here to ask Chancellor Dunn what your plans are timing-wise?
Oh,
I know as soon as possible. But.
No, I intend to do what I can to help our new Chancellor in the transition. I've extended that to Austin earlier, and along with the message that I will do what I can to be helpful, that includes getting out of the way. But having gone through this before, I know that both can be very important at certain times, but I'm very pleased to have had the opportunity to be with you for 18 months, and I do not, although I will move to Oregon where my wife is, I do not intend to be too far away from SIU, Carbondale, and hope that in some ways I can continue to be of some assistance. I shared that with the president earlier. My need is to engage, but not, I don't want to need any money. I just need to have the phone ring every once in a while and I answer and I'm trying to help. Thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate the fine job you've done.
Thank you.
All right. If there's no further business before the Finance Committee, this committee meeting is adjourned.
Chief Tedrick, I'm now going to call the Southern Illinois University Trustees full board meeting back to order. There will be a public question and comments portion available at today's meeting to last up to 15 minutes total, 3 minutes per speaker. Are there any persons who wish to speak, Madam Secretary?
We may have one speaker, Dave Johnson. Dr. Johnson, are you on by Zoom? Yes.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. As members of this board know, the FAA, the Faculty Association, released a statement about the Chancellor search in which we said that we believe that both Dr. Stapleton and Dr. Lane would be strong leaders who would promote shared governance. In Dr. Lane's case, we noted the controversies surrounding his departure from Texas Southern had led many faculty to be concerned, but we determined that what we knew at the time did not justify ruling him out of contention to the position of Chancellor. Shared governance relies on transparency and trust. Those two qualities will also be of the utmost importance as we face the COVID-19 pandemic. Faculty, staff, students, parents, and community members need to be able to trust what SIU says. In particular, they need to be able to trust the facts and figures SIU provides are indeed factual. The most striking figure in the SIU press release announcing the selection of Dr. Lane was the statement that enrollment at Texas Southern had increased by 28% during a three-year period. Fall 2016 to fall 2019. That statement is false. Enrollment at Texas Southern increased during that period by less than 2%, according to the official figures readily available on the Texas Southern website. There is no single fact that will be more important to the future of SIUC than our enrollment. It is thus deeply troubling that SIUC appears to be broadcasting a blatantly false claim about our presumptive chancellor's past performance regarding enrollment. The Houston Chronicle ran a story this morning about a report sponsored by the Texas Southern Board of Regents. That report outlines massive irregularities in TSU's undergraduate admissions and scholarship programs. The report does not mention Dr. Lane by name. It was also clearly leaked by his enemies in order to embarrass him as he was about to be named chancellor here. The motive of the leaker does not, however, demonstrate that the problems raised in the report were not real. Those problems, if accurately reported, undermine the claim that Dr. Lane raised enrollment at Texas Southern in a responsible way. I have a question for you today, then, which is how you plan to ensure trust and transparency going forward, given these concerns faculty will have about the hiring of Dr. Lane. The FAA will do all in its power to work productively with a new administration, but for that relationship to be productive, it must be based on transparency and trust. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I was just informed that the YouTube was down for the first two items that was approved by the Finance Committee. Do you think we need to go back and redo that?
We can. Were they able to see it via Zoom if they couldn't get it
only,
to YouTube?
Only if the people would have individually asked me for a Zoom link to view.
Okay.
But the general public would have been trying to look at YouTube.
To get through to see it.
Right. But the YouTube link wasn't working. It was on and off.
For the first two. I don't know that it's critical to it, but we can redo it so they
can see.
It's going to be obviously approved by the full board
right
here in a moment. We've had the opportunity for public comments. It doesn't sound like that was discussed, but since it was down, good thing maybe to have Finance Committee
okay
come back just to do
can,
those two quickly.
We, Trustee Tedrick, we need to do the first two items again on the Finance Committee.
Okay, Committee Item 1, proposal for approval of the salary and appointment Dean, School of Education. Chancellor Dunn, would you briefly make a few comments? Can you hear me, Chancellor Dunn?
Yeah, can you hear me now? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. The item before you is the approval of the salary and appointment of the Dean School of Education. We seek your approval to appoint Dr. M. Cecil Smith as the Dean of the School of Education. Dr. Smith is a professor and graduate program coordinator at the College of Education and Human Services at West Virginia University. He also served 5 years as the college's associate dean of research and graduate education. He is returning to the great state of Illinois after having been earlier on faculty at Northern Illinois University. Dr. Smith holds his PhD from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a master's degree from the University of Kansas, and his bachelor's degree from Wichita State University. The recommendation follows a national search in which the finalists were interviewed through open forums with stakeholders of the school and in interviews with the search committee, the provost, and certainly the chancellor. I want to compliment the committee and Dr. Mira Kamaraju for conducting a very thorough search and a good search. So pending your approval, Dr. Smith will join the SIU community in July, and we respectfully submit this item for your consideration.
Thank you. Is there a motion for the committee to approve this item?
A move.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the committee item 1 has been approved. Committee item 2, proposed approval of a salary and appointment for the interim dean, College of Mass Communication Media Arts. Chancellor Dunn.
Thank you, Trustee Tedrick. This item seeks approval of the salary and appointment of Mr. Howard Motel as the interim dean of the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts. The appointment, if approved, would be effective on July 1. Mr. Motel was one of four tenured faculty in the college to interview for the interim dean position, which included an open presentation to the college community and meetings with the provost and me. Mr. Motel is currently an associate professor in the Department of Radio, Television, and Digital Media. He began his career at SIU in 2007 as an assistant professor, having brought with him other university experiences and work in the private sector in the film and television industry. H.D. Motel holds a Master of Fine Arts degree in film and video production from Northwestern University and a bachelor's degree from Penn State University. And we would respectfully submit this item for your consideration.
Thank you. Is there a motion to accept this item? To approve this item?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And committee item two has been approved again.
Okay, we were back
there.
We are now back in the full board meeting. Next will be the call of the omnibus motion. Madam Secretary, please read the item suggested for the omnibus motion.
Items C, D, and E, which are approval of salary and appointment for Dean, School of Education, SIUC, Interim Dean, College of Mass Communication, SIUC, and Dean, College of Arts and Sciences, SIUE.
Is there any discussion? Is there a motion to approve the items for the omnibus motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. We are now going to ask for a roll call vote on the omnibus motion.
Curtis?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Hightower?
Yes.
Lockett?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Sharma?
Yes.
Simmons?
Yes.
Tedrick?
Yes.
I declare the motion to approve the omnibus motion has been passed. The last item is item F, the appointment of a chancellor. SIUC, President Mahoney, would you like to speak to this item?
Yes. Yeah, great honor to recommend Dr. Austin Lane to be the next chancellor of the Carbondale campus. Dr. Lane comes to us with a lot of experience at a variety of different types of institutions and a great deal of success in different areas. I will address Dr. Johnson's comments, so I think it's worth doing that. As far as the 28% increase, I looked at those numbers, and it depends on how you look at it. It really was focused on a cumulative increase over those 3 years as opposed to a fall 16 versus fall 19 comparison, which I think is what Dr. Johnson did. It's a different way of looking at enrollment increases, but over the period of time he was there, and I'm happy to share the math with anybody, it comes out to about 27-28% increase in enrollment during that three-year period of time. So it's a different way of presenting enrollment increases, but it's not factually inaccurate. The report that came out in Texas yesterday, again, timing very interesting, but it also was not something we had not seen before. And there actually was because of an anonymous complaint to the state, the state did actually investigate the claims that they had done, that there had been admission irregularities back in 2019. And so I actually have a copy of the letter from the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board that said they thoroughly investigated the admissions in 2017-2018, found no irregularities, and that the matter was then closed. So the report that came out this week actually is strange in that they've already actually looked into it and said there was no irregularities in admissions during those 2 years that were in question. I will say also the report failed to look at any comparison between the 3 years Dr. Lane was president and the previous 3 years. So if there was a change in admission standards, that would be easy to do. The report intentionally seems to have left that part out. There is no comparison. So it's hard to say what was happening during his period was actually different than what had been happening all along. And in fact, during Dr. Lane's period, one of the things I think that was most impressive is the large increase in retention rates. Whether you look at fall to spring, fall to fall, or two-year retention rates, all of those went up by about 4 to 7% each, which is pretty big increases. And frankly, it would be shocking if they were admitting less qualified students during that period to have that big of an increase in retention rate. That would be highly unusual. So it doesn't seem to be consistent at all with that. But those retention rates were really pretty impressive. And again, one of the things that made Dr. Lane a really appealing candidate. In fact, two of the years he was there, the fall to spring retention rates were the highest two they've had as far back as I could find on the Texas Southern website. So it was actually quite a bit of success in retention. Again, seeming to be in conflict with the claim that they were admitting less qualified students during that period. Also, the suggestion that they admitted students who did meet the standards on the probationary conditional admittance is not actually at all unusual in higher education, even though the report seems to suggest that it is. So we did look at that thoroughly, just as we looked at the auditor's report back in March thoroughly and every report that we could to see if there was anything to be concerned of, and there was not.
Okay. Is there any discussion? I will say that I talked to Dr. Lane this morning, and Chancellor Dunn, you'll be happy to hear this. He wants to get started soon. I think he's going to be here by mid-June, and hopefully he'll have a day or two with you before you leave, which I think is the end of June, if not before. So, John, did you hear that?
I did. Thank you very much. I appreciate the news and information, and we'll do our part to make sure that we help in any way we can with Dr. Lane. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there a motion to approve the resolution to hire Dr. Lane as Carbondale's chancellor?
So moved.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. We're now going to ask for a roll call vote on the resolution.
Curtis?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Hightower?
Yes.
Lockett?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Sharma?
Yes.
Simmons?
An enthusiastic yes.
Tedrick?
Yes.
Okay, I declare the motion is passed. Our last item of business, I want to recognize a few people. First of all, I want to recognize John Dunn, who this will be his last board meeting. John, you came to this campus at a time, critical time, that we needed your expertise and your service here as interim chancellor for the last year and a half plus as helped guide this university and this campus. And on behalf of myself and the board, we cannot thank you enough for your service, your public service to this university, to this community, and for the efforts you have made in making this university even grow bigger and greater, and you've basically set the groundwork for Dr. Lane to come in and hopefully hit the ground running. But I want to thank you for your service as interim chancellor. I also
second that.
Can I add something?
Yes.
I want to thank John for his service as well. Obviously, I want to thank him for what he's done over the last 18 months. Many people have said to me, you've walked in at a very unusual time. I've thought a lot about John and stepping into this position for a long interim period. I'm sure he did not expect to end his career dealing with a major pandemic crisis, but he has done it and done it really well, and he's been really supportive and helpful to me during my transition here at SIU as the president. So sincere thank you for me as well.
Thank you.
And John will probably take you up on your offer to come back sometime and help us out, okay?
All right. Very well. Thank you.
I also want to recognize our outgoing student trustees, Breon Lockett for SIU Carbondale and Mackenzie Rogers for SIU Edwardsville. Breon has served the board for 2 years. Mackenzie has served on the board for 1 year. Breon earned his PhD degree in May. Mackenzie earned a bachelor's degree in May. has started a job in Springfield with plans to go to law school in a few years, as I understand it, McKenzie. We appreciate your willingness to attend our one last board meeting today. We appreciate your thoughtful service on the board. And unfortunately, I cannot hand you these certificates. I have them right here, but we'll have Miss Steed mail them to you. Anyway, congratulations to both of you on your graduations, and best of luck in your career paths in the future. That concludes the business of the Board of Trustees today. The next regular scheduled meeting of the board is planned to be held July 9th at the Southern University School of Medicine in Springfield. We don't know whether the governor is going to extend his executive order regarding being able to have these Zoom meetings versus having us to get together in person regarding Open Meetings Act. But I know there's going to be a concern about overnight stay and hotels and stuff, but we'll find out what the governor is going to be doing in the next few weeks, and then I'll reach out to each of the, or have Misty reach out to each of the board members regarding whether or not we want to do the board meeting in July, similar to what we've done the last two meetings. I'm hoping to get back where we can all be together sooner rather than later. After the July board meeting, we're going to be in Alton, and hopefully this thing will have died down to where we can all get together in Alton, because I think Trustee Simmons is going to buy us dinner.
That's correct. And McKenzie, if you're around, come to dinner with
me. Okay. Also, I want to say that on Monday is Dean Cruz's birthday. So he will be celebrating 39 again. And I want to thank, you know, Dean Cruz has been giving us these daily updates. What the medical school has been doing has really been magnificent in moving and helping with this pandemic situation we're in now. So we appreciate Dean Cruz and also Chancellor Pembroke, what people in Edwardsville and what Chancellor Dunn, what people in Carbondale have been doing. A news conference will be held immediately after the board meeting. And may I have a motion to adjourn? May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you. And everybody have a good day and stay safe.
We just stand on.